My understanding of the announcement that's been made today, and it's very sketchy, the information that we have at this moment in time, is all about the United Kingdom bringing in more vulnerable children from Syria. I don't really see there's anything in that announcement that can help and support the issues that we have here in Kent. Kent is under a huge amount of pressure at this moment in time, and it's not only Kent County Council, it's also our partnership agencies. We're currently looking after 1,400 unaccompanied asylum-seeking children. One has to look at the total picture. We have 1,360 other local authorities placed in Kent, on top of the 1,450 Kent children in care that we look after. So we are under extreme pressures. There is a shortage of foster carers, there is a shortage of placement for these young people. We have been a little bit lucky in the last few months that the arrivals have dropped to about 40 a month, but we're starting to see that increase again. And we know as we come into the spring and the summer months that there's going to be an uplift. If the uplift comes in at the same levels as we saw through the summer of 2015, Kent will not be able to cope. We did struggle last year to find foster carers, and we will continue to do so. In addition to that, it's finding the homes for these young people as they turn 18. That we are still responsible for their care as care leavers. We then have to find homes for them in the community, which puts further pressures on everything that we're trying to do to support these young people. Kent is a gateway county, and because legislation for immigration is 18 plus, as soon as a young person below the age of 18 arrives on our shores, they automatically become a child in care under the responsibility of the local authority whose area they've arrived in. Kent being a gateway community, we have the vast majority of the unaccompanied asylum seeking children arriving on our shores, which means they become a child in care under the responsibility of Kent County Council. Every child is cared for equally within Kent. I think that was taken from a snippet of an update that I gave to a recent cabinet committee when I mentioned that during the height of the summer, when we had a lot of arrivals, we had 200 in one month. There was a case on one day when we had to place a number of Kent children outside of the county. And this was single figures, and it isn't something that we do very often, and it was extreme circumstances. Those children were only placed just outside of the Kent border, and they are treated equally as any other child that we're looking after. We're treading water at the moment because we are only receiving around 40 arrivals a month. As those numbers pick up, then we will have difficult circumstances that we have to deal with. We are managing because we've had support financially from the government, which has managed to keep our head above water. If the numbers start to pick up dramatically to the levels they did last summer, we will be struggling, but also our partner agencies will be struggling because we have to find educational places for these young people. We need health assessments done. They need GPs to visit. And it also puts in some circumstances pressure, of course, on our police force, because there are always a number of these young people that will go missing. And unfortunately, some of these young people are being trafficked. So that involves our Kent police officers as well. We met with government just before Christmas. We've had a number of meetings with government. There was a call by government, a letter went out to all local authorities, signed by three secretaries of state. Unfortunately, the reaction to that letter has been very, very poor. We've had nine local authorities offer to take 35 children between them. And to my knowledge, I believe only two or three of those children to date have actually been placed with any one of those local authorities. The only way a dispersal system will work is if the government legislates for it and the government controls and manages it. So we do have a government-led dispersal system that places these young people evenly around the country, so they've got smaller groups in the responsibility of local authorities, so they can perhaps get more care or more focused care, one should say, than they're getting at the moment when there's so many of them in one place.